The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today,
the pivotal point in human history was the birth of Jesus. That's the gift that we have been given. So because of that, what a wonderful privilege we have.
And let's make this Christmas special for us as we give, the givers, but also for those who are in need, who receive something that is so special and life-changing that they will remember it for the rest of their lives.
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today, a very special Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. Sheila Walsh is with me.
Hey.
And I know it's early, but we're going to talk to you about Christmas, because if you've seen our Christmas Shoes and Smiles, you know what's going on and you'll be excited. But if this is your first time, I want you to hear about an exciting opportunity to give a little bit this Christmas and really impact the life of a child. Sheila, I love this outreach.
I do too, Randy. I think of this kind of as like our Allskate. You know, there's an entry level for every single person to be able to do something like, don't you think it'd be amazing this Christmas if instead of thinking about, you know, what we might want to give our family and what our kids might want, you know, because they see it all on television, wouldn't it be amazing if every single family who loves Jesus said, you know what, this Christmas, we're going to look beyond ourselves, and Christmas Shoes and Smiles lets us do that and feel part of something.
It absolutely does. And then here's sort of the simple outline of what we're talking about. There are many people in this world who don't have a simple pair of shoes. And so what we like to do is we go and give them shoes. We distribute them around the world in the places of the greatest need. And we've been doing this for many, many years. I think it's like 2.5 million pairs of shoes,
yes,
something
indeed.
Like that we've given. And it's all because of people just like you. So what we are inviting you to do is take a look at this and just say, maybe this is something I could do. Because it's very economical. It's not a big deal. It's a big deal in the sense of the impact it has, but it's not a big deal when you compare it to maybe other types of Christmas shopping. And I know, Sheila, I'm the hard guy to buy for in my family because I'm the dad. I got everything I need. A lot of times at Christmas, I think we kind of get over into areas where it's just kind of going through the motions.
Yeah.
And I think this puts a little something special into it.
I totally agree. And that's why we love this so much. And I know you're thinking, you're talking about Christmas already. Well, the thing is, we have to have everything in place so we can get everything delivered on time and make this probably the best Christmas for so many families. And you might not think that a pair of shoes makes a difference, but do you know that in so many of the countries where we work, it can literally save a life? You know, children are running around on stones, they get cuts in their feet, they get hookworm, all sorts of things. And simply giving a gift of a pair of shoes can change the life of a child.
Yeah, I think we should show them some.
Yeah.
Take a look at this, and then we'll tell you how you can be involved in this very special outreach this Christmas. Let's start thinking about it now. Christmas is coming quickly, and we want to be ready. Watch this.
As the world celebrates the birth of Jesus this Christmas, Life Outreach International is also celebrating nearly 2 decades of spreading this good news in a very special way. With shoes. Yes, shoes. We, along with our mission partners located throughout the world, have provided 2.5 million children with a gift of shoes. Children who, in many instances, have never had a new pair of shoes.
We all celebrate different holidays around the world, but a holiday that's pretty common to most of us is Christmas. And that's what it feels like here today. It feels like Christmas for us because we're getting to do one of the most incredible things, and that is to bless these children with a pair of shoes.
It's because of friends like you that we have been able to reach into remote areas every year, providing the gift of shoes and sharing the good news of Jesus. This year, we want to once again see children's faces light up with smiles as they receive a new pair of shoes. Unfortunately, there are children who can't smile because they suffer from a condition known as cleft lip or cleft palate. The good news is our annual Christmas Smiles Outreach allows us the opportunity to minister to some of the world's poorest children who have no hope of correcting their condition with surgery.
But thanks to James and Betty and the Friends of Life Outreach International, we're able to make lasting changes in children's lives through corrective surgery.
Life Outreach has partners who work with some of the world's most skilled surgeons who have performed thousands of corrective surgeries for children. These surgeries not only protect them from health-threatening issues, but provides the gift that lasts a lifetime, the gift of a smile. So this Christmas season, as you gather with loved ones and friends to celebrate the birth of Jesus, demonstrate His love for others by providing shoes and smiles to children in need.
The pivotal point in human history was the birth of Jesus. Changed everything. And I always think it's amazing that He didn't come to be born in a palace or some fancy place, which might have made it seem as if salvation was only available to those who were of a certain social standing. No, He came to the most despised of all, shepherds, who literally were spat on if they tried to go through the town, weren't allowed to ever speak up in a trial. That's the gift that we have been given. So because of that, what a wonderful privilege we have to make this Christmas not about us, not about consumerism, not about buying everything they advertise on the television, but something as simple as a little shoe. You know, we managed to get these made for $3.60, which means, Randy, that for $36, we could give 10 children the very first pair of shoes they've ever had in their life.
Yeah, and not just manufactured, but distributed. We've got people in place right now in various parts of the world who are ready to go and give the shoes to the children that need them most. And, you know, there is a health aspect to this, but I think it's just the act of giving. Sheila, when we just go to someone and we give them something that they need, but they also enjoy, and we see these kids out there running and jumping the first time they put their shoes on, they get so excited. It's the joy of giving, and it's the joy of giving around Christmas because we give in the name of Jesus Christ. And so, yeah, like you said, $36 for shoes for 10 children, I think that's a level that we can all just say, yeah, I can do some of that. Some of you can give 20 children shoes. You can provide 20 children with shoes for only $72. $180 will give 50 children a pair of shoes. Oftentimes, the first pair of shoes they've ever had, and the joy, sometimes even the dignity, but also the protection from some of the diseases. I did not know, Sheila, until we started doing this, that hookworm was a thing.
400 million children.
400 million, there are so many children that are impacted by hookworm. And it does terrible things to you. It can actually lead to death. It can disfigure the feet, and it's horrible, it's ugly. And that's why I love the beauty of us coming in and saying, here's something, a simple gift that will possibly change your life, could even save your life, but most of all, bless you at this Christmas time. I love it.
Yeah, I do too. And there's one other thing that will radically change the life of a child. Mm-hmm. If a child is born with cleft lip, cleft palate, in so many of the nations where we work, it's almost looked on as a curse from God. They are shunned, they're kept away from normal society. Can you imagine as a mom or as a dad, the first time you pick up your darling little baby and you see this thing that's going to, they can't eat properly, they can't sleep properly. But we work with so many amazing doctors like the gentleman you just saw. And do you know that for $500, we can do a whole surgery on a child and literally give them a smile that they've never been able to do in their lives? What a gift to the whole family. He suddenly says to this little one, you belong. You have dignity, you have hope, you have a future, and that's what it means to be a follower of Christ. When we've taken care of their needs, we've earned the right to tell them whose name we came in. We came in the name of the Lord. Watch this and see what a difference that will make.
My name is Dr. Joseph Deuri. I'm a surgeon who does many operations that include the repair of cleft lip and palate deformities.
Okay, let's pray. We pray that you're going to guide us through this procedure to enable us to get a good correction. But also,
cleft lip and palate deformities are very common in Kenya. And for the cleft lip, the child has a split lip, usually the upper lip. For the cleft palate, usually there is a hole in the palate. Once they are born, there is quite a lot of effect. Usually when someone sees a person with a deformity of the face, it's very conspicuous. And that kind of brings a lot of shame to the family, and a lot of children tend to be hidden as a result of that. The cleft palate has a more challenging functional problem, because children with cleft palate have problems, difficulties feeding when they are young. And because of that, children usually have malnutrition when they are young. Repair of both of these deformities are able to forestall all these type of problems, so that a child who has a cleft lip that is repaired is able to live a normal life. And when someone has a cleft palate, the function of that child and the social interaction and also opportunities are better when all these are repaired at a young age. We'd like to thank James and Betty and the friends of Life Outreach International. We believe that their support would help us to reach more children and be able to treat children with cleft lip and cleft palate. But we know that there are very many children that are not treated, and they are out there in our country. This type of intervention is going to help treating these children, and these children will be able to grow normal lives and be able to access opportunities of life just like any other child in our country. Thank you. May God bless you.
And I know, James and Betty, that just warms your heart to see the difference. We have so many godly doctors like that gentleman who are on the ground, willing to do these surgeries. They just need our help. You know, I often think on Christmas morning when you've unwrapped all the gifts and you've eaten more than you could possibly need, sometimes there's a sense of, wow, why did we do all of that? But wouldn't it be amazing this year if every single family decided we're going to make this a project of ours? To teach your children the joy, the simple joy of giving, and knowing that then they can pray for these children. So whether it's shoes that you long to put on little feet, or whether you want to say, you know what, I would like to radically transform a child's life and transform the life of the family as well, then you could do that. $500. That sounds like quite a lot of money, but think of how much we waste at Christmas time, and the fact that that could change a child's life, give them a future that's not available to them. These amazing doctors are our boots on the ground in Jesus' name. They're not only performing a surgery. I remember being able to be part of a different kind of surgery, but before we went into it, there was a worship service. The doctors held this worship service. Let's make this Christmas what it's supposed to be, rejoicing at the gift we've been given, and then giving back to those who need it.
Oh, I absolutely love it. And you know, that doctor, you heard him, he thanked the friends of Life Outreach International. That's you. That's the viewers. All the people that have made it possible for us to perform over 2,500 surgeries over the years. That's 2,500 children who can now smile. On top of that, all the shoes would put a smile on the faces of these children. And Sheila, we've had all these different groups, whether it's families, groups of families, maybe Sunday school groups, clubs, private schools, women's groups, Bible studies. I love it when people come together and they say, hey, let's do something. It creates this community spirit of Christmas, of giving, that's beautiful. And then it gives something that is actually not just appreciated, but needed. I want you to think about maybe what you can do this Christmas. And we're early because we have to plan. We've got the people in place, but we have to put all the things in motion. Maybe you can provide shoes for 50 children. That's $180. I know many of you could even do more than that. Did you know that for $1,000, that will provide 275 pairs of shoes for children? It's 275 children that will get shoes, or it will provide two surgeries, which will enable a smile. What can you do? We've got some wonderful gifts we would like to send you to commemorate your participation in this, but the important thing is that we participate. There's something we can do that will be very meaningful, perhaps even life-changing, this Christmas. Will you be a part of Shoes and Smiles this year? Will you put shoes on a child's feet and a smile on a child's face? I pray you'll do it. Go to the phone or go online, and you can start now. You can make a gift, or you can start planning to get a group participation going. Whatever you can do, reach out and let's start to give those shoes and those smiles now so we can make this Christmas very special.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer, not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we often take for granted, like a simple pair of shoes. Far too many children living in extreme poverty have never owned a new pair of shoes. And while that may seem minor in light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections and disease that could lead to crippling consequences and even death. By responding today, you will help secure and make ready 150,000 pairs of Christmas shoes to be shipped and delivered to children around the world just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will help provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will help provide 20 pairs. And a gift of $180 will help provide 50 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. As a thank you for your gift of support, be sure to request this beautifully crafted red crystal shoe ornament, a treasure to display at each Christmas. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request this keepsake boxed set featuring four of Life's crystal Christmas shoe ornaments. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide over 275 pairs of shoes, or two children with corrective cleft lip or palate surgeries, and you may request the beautiful bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Is he saying something? It's pain?
Yeah,
it's paining. Oh my gosh. I'm in a village in Angola and came upon this child. This little boy's Augusto, and this breaks my heart. His little feet are in some of the worst shape I've ever seen. And there were many in this village with horrible conditions on their feet. But this little guy, he's just scratching. They itch so bad. They're completely infected. He said there's insects that have gotten into his feet. I'll be surprised if he doesn't lose his toe. And then the disease comes in through their feet and just goes throughout their body. It can actually kill them, all from going barefoot in conditions that we're in right here. I know Shoes and Smiles is a campaign that we get really excited about, and it's fun. But this is why it's fun, because it saves lives. You would think just a pair of shoes is not life-saving, but in areas like this, in conditions like this, it is. And we can change it for Augusto. We can help him. We're going to clean these up and get him a pair of shoes and help him. Please, do what you can. Help bring shoes to little children like Augusto all over the world. You can be a part of something big and something even fun. But this is the reason we do it. Please.
What a precious little boy. For a little one like that to be paining simply because he doesn't have a pair of shoes to protect his feet. And that's why we're asking you this year, let's do something. We've made a commitment as a ministry to be able to send out 150,000 pairs of shoes. And that's why we're starting early, because we want to get them sent out so that they're there for this child's most memorable Christmas ever. And for any gift at all, we're going to send you this. This is our little shoe this year. So you put this on your tree, and then every time you put the lights on in the tree, you have the privilege and the reminder to pray for these little ones. We have such, we've been given so much by God, and that's why we want to give back. As long as you and I are on this earth, it's no accident that you're on the earth at this moment in human history. And because we love Jesus, we want to do the things that Jesus would do. So, you know, we're just asking everyone to do what they can, and what a difference that'll make in the world.
Yeah, you know, Christmas is that time where we commemorate God giving His Son that perfect gift, the gift that made a way for all of us. And Sheila, I can't imagine being that parent in a place where I can't even provide shoes for my child who is suffering the pain that we saw Augusto going through. It breaks my heart. And so, yes, while we celebrate the joy of giving, and it is a joy, there also is a very real need that we are fulfilling, that you are fulfilling when you become a part of the Christmas Shoes and Smiles. And the simple shoe can provide the protection that that child needs and really protect their health. And of course, the surgeries, it's amazing. You look at some of the before and after pictures of that child who has had the cleft lip or cleft palate corrected by those doctors that we love them so much. We appreciate their skill and their dedication. But they can only do it because you and I are saying, I want to put a smile on that child's face. And that's what we do with these surgeries as well as with the shoes. So think about it. What can you do? What can your maybe Sunday school group do, a homeschool group, whatever group you're involved in, what can we do to come together and let's make this Christmas special for us as we give, the givers, but also for those who are in need, who receive something this Christmas that is so special and life-changing that they will remember it probably for the rest of their lives. Go to the phone or go online right now and be a part of Christmas Shoes and Smiles. Sheila, we can have a huge impact this year.
Cannon, I actually would like to ask you to do two things, if you'd be willing. I want to ask you to call right now, and give the very best gift you can, or go online. Do that now. But then we want to commission you as like our Life Today boots on the ground in Jesus' name. So talk to your Sunday school class, talk to your Bible study, talk to your women's group, talk to your kids' class at school and see what you can do as a project. And, you know, maybe we'll have an opportunity somewhere to tell your story of what you did and how you rallied people together. So would you do those two things? Call right now and give the best you can and then become like one of God's secret agents on the ground and do something. It will change the lives of children every single day. Watch this.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer, not only from a lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we often take for granted, like a simple pair of shoes. Far too many children living in extreme poverty have never owned a new pair of shoes, and while that may seem minor in light of all their needs, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of life-threatening infections and disease that could lead to crippling consequences and even death. By responding today, you will help secure and make ready 150,000 pairs of Christmas shoes to be shipped and delivered to children around the world just in time for the holidays. Your gift of $36 will help provide 10 pairs of shoes. A gift of $72 will help provide 20 pairs. And a gift of $180 will help provide 50 pairs of Christmas shoes for children in need. As a thank you for your gift of support, be sure to request this beautifully crafted red crystal shoe ornament, a treasure to display at each Christmas. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request this keepsake boxed set featuring four of life's crystal Christmas shoe ornaments. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide over 275 pairs of shoes, or two children with corrective cleft lip or palate surgeries, and you may request the beautiful bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
It's a great day when you can give until the least of these. I've hung out in this village all afternoon, and I could not wait for this moment, to be honest with you. But I've had a chance to play with the children. We've hung out, and I've played at their playground with them, but you would not imagine what playground they play on. It was filled with broken glass, broken tin cans, all kinds of debris, trash, animals everywhere, fecal matter everywhere. And I'm watching the kids play in this stuff. It was just awful. We would never allow our children to play in an atmosphere like that, but it's all they have in this village, and they were the happiest children I'd ever seen. And yet, even in that moment, we witnessed before our very own eyes a little boy stepping into something and cut his foot. And the reason why is because you'll look around and you see that most of these kids don't even have shoes, not hardly one of them. And if they do, they're broken apart and falling apart, and it's just not a good scene. So let's do something special this time of year. It's not just about a pretty pair of shoes. It's so much more than that. It's really about the quality of life. And something so simple as putting on a brand new pair of shoes on their feet that will protect their feet, whether it's infection, cuts, hookworm, whatever it is, it's gonna protect their life. It's so simple. Let's do it. Let's make a difference, one child at a time. They're a perfect fit.
This is the last day we will be asking for your help. And remember, your gift of $36 will provide shoes for 10 children. A gift of $72 will provide shoes for 20 children. And some of you, you can provide shoes for 50 children right now with a gift of $180. Whatever you can do, we just ask that you would pray about giving the best gift you can today. Many of you can provide even more. And then find out a way to participate. We want to make this Christmas so special for so many children, and we can do it, Sheila.
Yep, but this is the last day, so if you've been waiting for your moment has arrived. This is not a, oh gosh, we have to do this because we love Jesus. This is, we get to do this.
Right.
We get to make this the most special Christmas for so many boys and girls and their families around the world. If you've already given, why don't you just give one more time? Let's do everything we can. And it's what's so special about this time of year, that we remember what we've been gifted. So from Randy and myself, from James and Betty and all the staff here at Life Outreach International, Life Today, we love you and we'll see you next time.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.